USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police are continuing to investigate a deadly shooting at an Aurora, Colorado church. The gunfire erupted late Friday night at the Igalia Faro de Luis Church during an event attended by 15 to 20 people. A 36-year-old woman died at the scene, and two men in their 40s were taken to the hospital with injuries. Aurora police spokesman Matt Longshore believes the shooter knew at least of the victims. Louisiana and 15 states on Friday filed a new legal challenge against the federal government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, arguing the dominance of the Omicron variant undercuts the justification for the mandate. Just over 10 million workers fall under the vaccination requirements, which apply to every facility that receives Medicare or Medicaid funding. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Two people are dead and two others wounded after a shooting at an apartment complex near Milwaukee. Brown Deer police confirmed they have the suspect in custody. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office reporting a man and woman are dead. Police say one of the two others hurt is in critical condition. The GoFundMe fundraising platform said today they will automatically refund donations made to a trucker convoy in Canada protesting COVID-19 vaccine mandates after backlash. Just 24 hours ago, they said the funds would be going to established charities verified by GoFundMe. This as GoFundMe's actions are drawing scrutiny from across the nation, including Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who's calling it a fraud for GoFundMe to commandeer $9 million in donations sent to support truckers and give it to causes of their own choosing. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Tesla is recalling over 800,000 vehicles to fix a seatbelt reminder.
Tesla is recalling roughly 817,000 vehicles because a chime that reminds drivers to buckle their seatbelt once the car starts may not activate. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration says this violates federal safety standards. The recall impacts Model S and Model X, also Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, according to the letter from the National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration. Instead of having to go to a service center to address the problem, Tesla will perform an over-the-air software update free of charge. Though the audible chime may malfunction, it will sound in most cases, and a visual reminder will also still activate in the vehicle. Earlier, Tesla also recalled nearly 54,000 self-driving vehicles over a feature that allowed them to roll through stop signs. Recently, the company also came under scrutiny for a separate issue after the NHTSA received a complaint about a feature on more than 500,000 Tesla vehicles called Passenger Play, which allows people to play video games while driving. This prompted a federal investigation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news can always be found at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.